Psalm 23, verse 4, walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we've seen what is meant by the valley of the shadow of death. Look last week at how we are to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And the word through means or implies that there's perseverance, which conveys the idea, of course, of endurance, stamina, fortitude, resolve. Also implies the presence of difficulties. Of course, the very term, the valley of the shadow of death, implies that. Implies opposition, implies that which is draining. We are to go through the valley of the shadow of death. We're called to persevere all through the New Testament. We see the word continue. We looked last week at some of the things that we are to continue in. We also see the word steadfast, which is a call to perseverance or endurance. We also see the word patient. Notice in Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, and verse 12, patient in tribulation. Patient in tribulation. Hebrews 12, verse 1, we are to run with patience the race that is set before us. That word, again, goes along with the call to perseverance, and it's something that is needed by the people of God. We see in Hebrews 10, verse 36, that we are in need of patience. Now, patience really describes the nature or the character of the perseverance. It describes the perseverance, patience. We're not just to simply get through the valley of the shadow of death any way that we can. We're to do so with patience. And in the Word of God, patience is the ability to bear pains and trials calmly. You think of patience, you think of calmness. And so it is in the New Testament. But it's the ability to endure, which is perseverance, and to do so with calmness. So, enduring the valley of the shadow of death isn't complaining all the way through it, falling all to pieces all the way through it, and eventually you get through it, and someone says, "Well, they persevered." Well, perhaps, but in an incorrect manner. We're to be patient. That is, we are to bear the pains and trials of the valley of the shadow of death calmly. Calmly. It's the ability to manifest forbearance under great provocation or strain. Patience. Patience is something that is very rare. That's why we read in Hebrews 10 that we stand in need of patience. So again, this perseverance, though one gets through the valley of the shadow of death, it, I suppose, could be said that they persevered, they got through it. But if you're going to do so in a way that is pleasing to God, there has to be patience. You don't go through the valley of the shadow of death murmuring and complaining all the way through. But you are able to bear it patiently, calmly. So from this, we see that the child of God must purpose to live for God. When the valley of the shadow, again, that needs to be our purpose. I'm going to live for God. Nothing is going to interfere with that. Nothing changes that purpose. Going to live for God. So when the time comes, when we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, that does not change our purpose. I'm going to live for God. Which means I am, part of that, it means, is I am going to do the right thing. Circumstances do not change that. Behavior of others do not change that. The valley of the shadow of death does not change that. I'm going to do the right thing. This is how we get through the valley. This is what it means to persevere. It means you serve God through the valley of the shadow of death. It means you do the right thing in the valley of the shadow of death. It means we are to purpose that we are going to maintain faith and commitment to God. And again, the valley of the shadow of death does not change that. We are going to possess faith. We're going to keep on believing. We're going to remain committed to God. That's true perseverance, not just getting through and casting aside all your convictions on the way through. That's really not perseverance. There has to be this patience, calmly bearing and remaining faithful to God. So how do we get this patience? Again, it's not one of those things, as all spiritual things, that you can just decide, okay, I'm going to start doing this. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to be patient. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to have a spiritual relationship with the Lord. There has to be the proper root. And without that, it's not going to mount anything. And patience, according to the Scriptures, is learned and it is produced in the school of affliction. The valley of the shadow of death, that's where we learn patience. That's where patience is produced. In the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Now, we stress calmness, and we realize that some people's personality is anything but calm. They're going to react over the top almost no matter what. That's their personality. But somewhere along the line, spirituality has to come in, regardless of personality. Spirituality must come in, and there has to be this calmness in the midst of trial. I mean, if you're in a trial, do you want to be around somebody that's fallen all to pieces, or do you want to be around somebody that's calm and has the ability to think? I choose the latter. Patience. That's how we're to endure. Notice Romans 5, verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. And the reason we do is because we know something. We know that tribulation worketh or produces patience. It produces patience. And if it does not, if we have trial after trial and we're not getting any more patient, you're doing it wrong. You're going through the trial wrong. Because tribulation worketh patience. There's no restrictions there, just a plain statement. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, Again, it's because we know something. That the trying of your faith, the testing of your faith, worketh patience. Patience. So perseverance requires, true perseverance that's going to please God, requires patience. And it's this perseverance that Paul refers to. If we go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Again, perseverance in the valley of the shadow of death. In verse 1, you notice the last three words, we faint not. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not. That's perseverance. That is, if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that means we do not faint in that valley. But rather than fainting, though our outward man perish, though the outward man is getting weaker and weaker, the inward man is renewed day by day. Now that should be true of all of us as we get older. The outward man is perishing. That becomes more and more obvious. It's in a state of decay. But the inward man ought to be getting stronger and stronger every day. And if that's not the case, then we're not right with God. It's just that simple. So we faint not. Now in the context is verses 8 through 11. We faint not. And he says, we are troubled on every side. And then you can insert those words, yet we faint not. The outward man is perishing, but the inward man, though we're troubled on every side, the inward man is being renewed. That's endurance. That's perseverance. That's how we're to get through the valley of the shadow of death. We are troubled on every side. That simply means we are encompassed and hemmed in by trouble, problems, difficulties, afflictions, inconveniences, agitations, burdens, etc. We are troubled on every side, but we faint not. That's how we are to behave in the valley of the shadow of death. He goes on to say, we are perplexed. That is, we are puzzled and dumbfounded often. In the valley of the shadow of death, the valley can be very puzzling in a lot of different ways. And we can be dumbfounded often. But again, the key is we faint not. And though the outward man is getting weaker, the inward man is getting stronger and stronger. That's what it means to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It also says that we are persecuted. It is, we are oppressed, we are abused, we are mistreated, we are harassed and tormented, yet we faint not. I mean, through the years, we've all known folks. They stop coming to church. They sit out of church because they feel they've been mistreated. And as soon as they say that, by the way, I have absolutely no patience for that. But as soon as they say that, well, so-and-so said such-and-such, and therefore I'm sitting out of church, what they're saying is, I am a baby. I do not have the ability to persevere. And I want you to understand that. That's basically what they're saying. Perseverance. You faint not. Even if someone does something awful to you, you keep on doing what's right. You keep on serving God. That's perseverance. And you do so without murmuring. And you do so without complaining. You persevere calmly. It also says that we're cast down. Goes along with persecuted, thrown down. Then he goes on and he says, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Which again goes back to the persecution. It's the marks of persecution and suffering. And if you serve, if you just live life long enough, life is going to leave some marks upon you. And if you serve God long enough, there's going to be some scars along the way. There's going to be some hurts along the way. But those who persevere, they calmly get through it. They keep going. They keep serving God. They remain committed to the Lord. That's what it means to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We do so calmly. We just keep on going. But in spite of all of this, Paul says, we faint not. That is, we don't quit. We don't quit. And yet people who quit always blame someone else. And if you quit, you only have one person to blame. And that's yourself. If you quit, it means that you did not have the ability to endure. And the reason you did not have the ability has nothing to do with anyone else. It's all us. So we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. People who persevere, people who just keep pressing on calmly, they do so without murmuring. They're an encouragement. They're a blessing. They're an example. And we've all, hopefully we are that, but we've all known people that are that. But again, it's you can get through, but complain all the way. That's really not true perseverance in the biblical sense. So the way to persevere is seen in the instruction, again in Hebrews chapter 12, we're to run with patience the race that is set before us. So how do we get this patience? How do we get it? How do we obtain this patience? Well, first of all, we need to be encouraged by the fact that others, just like ourselves, have persevered. We are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us. Okay, and the cloud of witnesses, as we saw Wednesday, are those mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. The faith that they have exercised. In other words, others have borne witness of the power of faith to do whatever God commands under very, very adverse circumstances. They have persevered. They have had faith to keep going and to do so very calmly and without complaint. And that's an encouragement to you and I. Also in verse 1, if we're going to have this patience, if we're going to persevere, it makes sense. If you're going to keep going, if you're not going to faint, you don't want to take on extra weight into your life. And he mentions that, lay aside every weight. Don't hang on to the things that hinder you from keep going, from persevering. So the instruction is, do not be weighted down. Why? Because that will slow progress. That slows progress. And we have a tendency to bring weights into our lives. We have a tendency to pick up weights along the way and to carry those weights with us throughout our life. And once we pick up weights, it becomes more and more difficult to lay it down. What we usually do is we just pick up some more and pick up some more. And you weigh yourself down. And by doing so, you greatly restrict progress. And it becomes very frustrated. And you can become even crippled I mean, you carry enough weight. You keep bringing weight into your life. I'm not talking about pounds, but you keep doing that. You eventually cripple yourself because you can only bear so much weight. And that's why it can honestly be said there are people, God's people, who can't. They can't pray. They can't do such and such because they're now crippled. They're spiritually crippled. So the way to persevere is to remain free of weights. Don't bring in those things in our life that's constantly weighing us down. And we see it all the time. We're also to remain free of entanglements. We're to lay aside the sin which doth so easily beset us. You can't run if your feet are tied. You can't run if you're entangled in every such way. So we have to remain free from entanglements if we're going to persevere. You keep bringing things into your life that entangle you spiritually, you're not going to persevere. It's just a matter of time. You're going to quit. You're going to quit. And though some may continue to go through the motions, they quit a long time ago. They're still going through the motions, but they've quit. And if you continue to bring weight into your life, you continue to entangle yourselves, bring in those things into your life that tie you up, you will quit. It's just a matter of time. And then, of course, we remain focused on the right thing, looking unto Jesus. Verse 3, consider Him. That's how we persevere. We look unto Christ. Through the valley of the shadow of death, how do we walk through that calmly? How do we walk through that without murmuring and complaint? We keep our eyes upon Him. And it talks about, consider Him that endured. Such contradiction. Consider Him that was so mistreated. No matter how mistreated you may think you've been, you're light years away from the mistreatment of Jesus Christ. And He endured. And we're to keep our eyes upon Christ. I walk through, that is, I get to the other side of the valley of the shadow of death. And we're to get through the other side by living the life that is described in Psalm 23. So it's not just getting through, but it's getting through the right way, in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. Perseverance. Very important that we persevere with patience. We do so in a calm way, without murmuring. Without complaining. There's people, they complain all the time. Oh, they may continue on, but they complain every step of the way. That's not true biblical perseverance. But true biblical perseverance is the individual that just keeps on praising God all through. Just keeps thanking the Lord all the way through. Again, Hebrews 10:38, we have need of patience. And we do. We have great need of patience. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You, Lord, for the health that You've given us to be in Your house. We thank You, most of all, Lord, for the desire that You put in our hearts to be in Your house. And we do pray for each home that's represented here today. We thank You, Lord, for each one that is here. We thank You, Lord, for those that have persevered through their life. And we thank You for those individuals. And we pray, Lord, that You would cause each one of us to have more patience and give us the power to persevere through the valley of the shadow of death. We do pray that You'd be with us today, that You would meet with us. Lord, that You just draw us closer to Thee. And we pray for those that are lost. Lord, that You would save their souls this day. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.